Welcome to For Preachers Only podcast. This program is designed to encourage the man of God and strengthen him in his daily life and in his walk with the Lord. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And now, your host, yours truly, your friend and bishop, Dr. L.T. Bryant. Praise the Lord. All right, here we go again, brother preachers. How you feeling? How's everybody? As we say in Liberia, I feel a virtue. I feel a strong virtue that God wants to talk to somebody. Welcome to For Preachers Only. I'm your host, Dr. Larry Bryant, a.k.a. Larry Toba Bryant. Another a.k.a. Larry Toba Ghana G. Bryant. However, you can just call me Larry. So you want to be a preacher, huh? One of the most important things about being a preacher, is do you realize who you're preaching for? Do you know Jesus? Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? And believe it or not, a lot of the men didn't know who he was. Some said he was this prophet, another that prophet. And yet they were children of Israel, but they didn't know who he was. So the question is, preacher, do you know who Jesus is? Do you really know him? And are you known of him? Preaching is not the average career. You go to school and you want to do this and you want to do that. Of course, there's nothing wrong with going to a seminary or a biblical school as a teacher, right? But you are a preacher because you are first called of God. God calls his preachers. And he sends them. Because as a minister, you belong to God. This is what you must understand. When the children of Israel were given land, the Levites were not given any land. I feel a virtue. The Spirit of God is talking to someone. Now, let me explain something to you. When I say that the Spirit of God is talking and I feel a virtue, that means I'm saying something that somebody needs to hear. And the Holy Ghost is letting me know that I'm speaking right. Now, I would tell you, this is a pre-recorded message and I feel a virtue. Let me show you the power of God, of a real minister that's in tune with God. That means some of you will listen to this and it will be just what you need to hear and know that it is not a mistake. I feel another virtue. It's because God wants you to hear this. So you say you're a preacher, but do you know Jesus? And have you given your life over to Jesus? You must understand that Jesus must be first in your life. And you must understand that it is his will that is to be done and not yours. And so you want to be a preacher, but do you know him? Do you know God? Do you believe God? Do you believe that he really is? Are you completely convinced that Jesus is Lord? That he lived and died and rose again? Are you really convinced that God created the heavens and the earth? Do you really believe in whom it is you're preaching? That is Christ Jesus? Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you believe that Jesus is? Do you love him? Are you keeping his commandments? Are you willing to learn of him? Being a preacher is not an easy task. God said of the ministers, that they belong to him, that he is their portion. Are you willing to give the rest of your life to God and to serve him and to let your light so shine before men that they may give God the glory? Are you willing to, as John said, decrease, but let the Christ in you increase? One of the first things about preaching is to know who it is that has called you. Do you know Jesus? Do you really know who Jesus is? Have you felt his presence? Heard his voice? Is he a friend of yours and you a friend of his? You know, the Bible says when Samuel heard the voice of the Lord that he didn't know the Lord yet. He hadn't come into contact with the voice of God. Have you come in contact with the voice of God? Preacher, do you know the Lord? The sons of Samuel didn't know the Lord. They didn't walk upright, and yet they called themselves ministers. Do you know him? Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" And now I'm saying to you, fellow ministers, who do you say that Jesus is? Until next time, to my fellow ministers, may he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May God give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. My brothers, we will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. Until next time, keep the faith.